Determining antibiotic allergy histories in urgent care clinics can be tricky. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today we take a quick look at a recent paper that is worth reading. It is titled Immediate Cephalosporin Allergy, and it was published in the August 2019 edition of the Internal Medicine Journal from the Royal Australasian College of Physicians, and it's authored by Carlo Yuson et al. From the Department of Clinical Immunology at the Royal Adelaide Hospital. Now, they conducted a retrospective review of patients referred through their immunology outpatients between 2009 and 2017 with a diagnosis of immediate cephalosporin allergy. They then performed penicillin, cefaclor and amoxicillin-specific IgE tests, followed by penicillin and cephalosporin skin prick, intradermal and drug provocation tests on the 564 patients they'd found in their review. It is worth reading through their conclusions and discussions, but a couple of points they raised I thought were interesting. They found that most cases were allergic to their index cephalosporin, and that co-sensitization to other cephalosporins and penicillins were rare. They say that it is therefore no longer enough to label someone as cephalosporin allergic, but we should document their specific index cephalosporin drug allergy. So whilst I find this interesting, it got me thinking about how this impacts urgent care practice. All too often, our patients are not known to us, and we have very limited information other than that given by the patient. As access to GP and hospital notes improves, we will of course get increased information, but the nature of the walk-in medicine we provide will still see a high number of visitors from out of town or out of country. So getting accurate allergy information is difficult, and if a patient says they have a particular drug allergy, I tend to avoid that class altogether, just in case. I also wonder how many of our patients have actually had specific testing from an immunology service to determine their allergy. How many are penicillin allergic because they had a rash on amoxicillin when they were 5 years old, and now they're in their 40s? Often if you look at hospital notes or contact the patient's GP, they have allergies listed without mention of the type of reaction, so you're often in the same position as when you started. Often I see a patient declare an allergy in a previous visit, but not on this visit, and they're not sure if they are allergic or not and what the type of reaction is. So it can be confusing and contradictory, and it's often only when a patient has a medic alert bracelet that you seem to get concrete information. So it feels like we in urgent care live in a bit of a fog when it comes to allergies. Often contradictory information is present in notes or given by a patient or family member, and I find we end up having to keep allergies within a class, such as all cephalosporins, because we cannot be certain. Is your experience the same as mine, in such that most allergies seem to be presumptive based on circumstantial situations when the allergy occurred, rather than specific IgE or skin testing? It would seem that availability and access to these tests probably limits things, and it's certainly not within urgent care scope for us to be investigating this, but it does mean that we're often a little in the dark when selecting appropriate therapy, and therefore being cautious is the best approach. We can, of course, always stop and ask ourselves, does this patient need an antibiotic in the first place? So one area in which we can certainly reduce unnecessary prescribing is in the use of antibiotics for simple upper respiratory tract infections. A course of amoxicillin for a viral UTI might result in an allergic label being attached to a child if they develop a little viral exanthem as the illness settles. So it is worth reading a recent BPAC article on UTIs that highlights the fact that most upper respiratory tract infections are viral. They have a really good table which lists indications for antibiotic therapy for coughs, sore throats, sinusitis, and ear infections. Reducing our antibiotic prescribing for ERTEs is vital if we are to reduce antibiotic resistance. And by cutting out unnecessary courses, it will also reduce the potential for inaccurate allergy labelling. And if you are not using an antibiotic, you will not have to worry about any potentially misleading allergy history. So I will link in the show notes to the RACP paper so you can have a read, and also to the BPAC article, which certainly has some practice-changing advices within it. Let us know via podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz what your experiences are with determining drug allergies and what your thoughts are on the cephalosporin article. We'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.